Welcome to Homeschool Companion, your source for information, motivation, and inspiration. If you're part of the homeschool community or simply interested in learning more about home-based education, stay tuned. Together, we'll examine the latest resources, learning styles, and teaching techniques. We'll speak with experts in the field to help you uncover every homeschool advantage. We'll also present suggestions on how to keep Christ in the curriculum as we explore fresh ways to teach and learn.
Welcome. I'm Dr. Richard Tooley, and today in our studios here at NRB is Laura Harris Smith. Now, one of the things that makes magazines and books and lots of other things sell really well has to do with weight loss. I mean, I think you could write an article on weight loss and sell anything. It doesn't matter how you do. As long as it says weight loss on it, that everybody is interested in weight loss in this country. Right. But there's more to it than that, isn't
mm-hmm,
there?
Mm-hmm. There is, and it's actually a book on faith. And the 30-Day Faith Detox has, honestly, I have been shocked at the amount of people who are saying how much weight that they've lost. I knew that we would go in and with a body, mind, and spirit program where, yes, it does include nutrition. I knew we'd have some people who were saying, oh, I found my hip bones or my cheekbones again or whatever, but I had no clue people would lose 25 pounds in 30 days. I've got one gentleman who lost, he's on day 20-something, and he's already lost 25 pounds. And as a nutritionist, I know I've got tons of protein every day, so it's not muscle loss. I've got them having, you know, lots of water every day, half their body weight in ounces, so it's not water loss. I really think the key, Richard, is that with a body, mind, and spirit approach, we are detoxing their spirits, detoxing their minds, their emotions, and their bodies. And so with that weight in it, no pun intended, but with the Holy Spirit working on you from the inside, now you're no longer reaching for comfort food. Now you're making better choices. Stress is no longer wreaking havoc on your body. So it really takes, the book takes a body, mind, and spirit approach. And I think that's why there's so much weight coming off. And now that the book has only been out probably 45 days, well, it's a 30-day book. So we're now getting results from people who are saying the weight's staying off. And that's very exciting.
Yeah, that is. Because I know so many of these different diets out there. There's the Atkins diet and there's the, what do they call it? Not the San Francisco diet, South Beach diet.
South Beach diet, yeah, right. And then there's the blood type diet.
The blood type diets. And then there's the no bread diet. And yeah, then there's the no sugar diet. And then there's the
this
no
is not a diet.
Diet.
Yeah, this is not even a weight loss book. I'm telling you, every interview I do, I'm trying to straddle that fence between, wow, I'm so shocked at how much people weight are losing, and yet saying, no, this makes total sense. And my own story, I mean, I went back and became, went back to school and became a nutritionist because I felt like I owed it to my readers. I had had this massive health crisis and was on total bed rest, adrenal, on the brink of adrenal failure. I had to learn to use food as medicine. And so really this book comes out of that place, but there's only 20% of the text itself that deals with nutrition. Still, because we are approaching these what I call faith toxins, 30 of them, with a body, mind, and spirit approach, cleansing your mind, your will, and your emotions, dealing with your body and any, you know, the effects that stress has on our body, manifests itself in sickness, all of that. Because of that three-pronged approach, I'm really happy to say that I believe that's behind the lasting fruit that people are seeing.
So let's go back.
Okay.
And let's talk a little bit about your experience.
Yeah.
What brought you to first to being a nutritionist?
Yeah. Well, first let me say that I live a fifth gear life. Okay. I've got six children. We homeschooled them all. We're in our 22nd year of homeschooling. We have eight grandchildren. The six that are in school are being homeschooled. I mean, our family, there's 19 of us now. We just all are in fifth gear. We're all creative people. Therefore, you usually work at home. Therefore, it's hard to set boundaries. You know, we used to put on a pot of coffee at midnight and hit a new whole creative wind, you know. And so what happened was I was living this really fast-paced lifestyle, doing the things that I loved. We also pastor a church here in Nashville. So all of that had sort of converged and come together. And yet I was getting 4 to 5 hours sleep a night. And one thing I have learned is that if you don't go to sleep, your organs will go to sleep for you. So my body began shutting down one organ at a time. This came back first through just blood work. I would go to the doctor for an annual visit and started noticing my cholesterol was up. My thyroid was slowing down. I had had normal blood sugar my whole life. Now, even at 115 pounds, I was pre-diabetic. It was nuts. My blood work was crazy. So that's the first thing that I noticed. And then started getting a little tired. Now, I've got a pretty strong constitution. My parents both have incredible work ethics, and they taught us to work hard. And so I just kept plowing through. But then went in for one more checkup and a test that I wasn't even going to have to test my adrenaline and my cortisol levels in my body. Two very important hormones that you need for energy. Adrenaline is, my goodness, it's what you need to put two people on your back and run out of a burning building, you know, and it fuels your organs also. And cortisol being that which calms you down when there's stress. Well, this test that I wasn't even going to have, didn't even know the doctor put in, came back that I was on the brink of adrenal failure. Stage four is when all of your organs totally shut down, and I was in stage three. Mm. So it made sense why all of my body systems were going awry. And, you know, there are different medical communities. Some are more conventional, and they prefer just blood work. Some are more the nutritional holistic pathway, and they do saliva tests. Some, you know, more just straight nutritionists, they'll do urine tests. I got it all. I wanted everything. I wanted to see, make sure it all lined up. And I was told, make changes or die. So my king-size fifth gear life just came to a screeching halt. I was actually writing another book at the time called Seeing the Voice of God. And I would say ironically, but I think it's providentially, I had to interview sleep study doctors for it because I wanted to bring that medical element into the dreams, the biblical dream discussion. And I just had one look at me and say, you know, if you don't sleep, your body will start shutting down. It was interesting. God had to use work to get me to study sleep because it was work that was keeping me from sleeping. He's sneaky. But so I did. I learned a lot through that. Went on total bed rest. And from that experience with a master nutritionist who just is a beautiful Christian woman who really wanted to help me body, mind, and spirit, I learned to use food as medicine. I did not go on any medication. I'm not anti-medication, but my body was in such a state that had I put tons of medicine in it, it would have been counterproductive. So we had to nourish and wake up each organ one by one. And I did use some supplements, but they were all vitamins or minerals, just potent things. You know, none of it had a childproof cap, all things that God had just made on the third day of creation. And we got me healthy. They said it was going to take 18 to 24 months to turn everything around, and we did it in six. With the Lord's help and everything He gave us, you know, to eat, did it. And from that experience, I knew that my next book was going to have something to do with this body, mind, and spirit approach to healing. And so I felt like I owed it to my readers to go back to school and become a nutritionist. So I don't have a shingle hung out. I'm not a practicing, you know, nutritionist. I am somebody who has, with her own life, learned and can now help others unravel, just as I said, using simple foods, the key to their energy loss and just the mystery behind maybe why at an age that they don't feel like they should be that, you know, what is it, I'm too young to feel this old, you know. I like helping people unravel that.
That's an important part of it. And I think one of the things that's interesting, and I know I want to delve into this more, but nutrition is the body part.
Right.
And you have the body, mm-hmm. mind, and spirit. Mm-hmm. So a lot of people see those as kind of like disconnected.
They sure do.
Entities. They're not integrated. They're mm-hmm. just, mm-hmm. they're there. You know, I think yep. that goes back to Socrates, who felt you could release your spirit out
yes.
of your body when you drank the hemlock. And
yep.
they're not recognizing what you're touching on here is
yeah.
that there's a connection that is quite yeah. deep.
And a lot of people in the church are not. And honestly, we have in the last couple of decades, I believe, as a church, done a good job educating people about spiritual warfare and even emotional warfare in the battlefield of the mind. But we have totally neglected physical, bodily warfare that the enemy would love nothing more than to just take us out, take the whole army of God out, one Twinkie at a time or whatever it is, you know, and letting those little dots on our tongue, our taste buds, control our whole lives. How did sin enter the world? Through appetite, through Eve. I say she baked that apple pie for Adam or whatever. How did Esau lose his birthright? He sold it for a pot of stew. And what did the Israelites grumble about, you know, in the desert? They wanted a different kind of food. And even Satan, when he tempted Jesus, it was turn these stones into bread. There's something, and I've not quite figured out exactly what it is yet, but there's something about the appetite that both the enemy can use for obvious reasons. You know, of course, he can use our appetites for anything. Too much television, it can be anything like that. Our appetites extend far beyond food. But also we see where the Lord can use it, because the absence of food, fasting, is very powerful for the spirit. So in many ways, the 30-day faith detox, it's like a fast, but I say you're putting your doubt on a diet. It's a book on faith, is what it is. So with this 30-day program, basically what I do is I take the 30 days and I divided it into five categories, because honestly, as pastors, the church where we pastor in Nashville, Eastgate, we began to notice that people that came to the altar, all of their prayer requests fell into five categories. It was either their finances, their health, their relationships, their social influences, the things going on in the world around them, and then their personal just identity crises maybe that they were in. So I divided the book up in between those five categories, which means that for 6 days each, we dive into your relationships. I mean, up, down, middle, side, up, line, down, line, all of it.
So it's really dealing with a balance in life mind, body, and spirit. And you were beginning to describe,
I was getting there, yeah.
What you found in your congregation that led you, after having gone through your own experience, led you to see some relationships in this. So take us there.
Well, as I said, we began to notice that these five categories that everybody's prayer requests fell into, I decided that to take a month, have people invest a month in themselves, and in those 30 days, look at every prayer request they could possibly have and break it down into those five categories. Those, you know, your finances, your health, your relationships, your social influences, things happening in the world around you, and then also your personal identity or your purpose issues. Those five categories, I thought if a person could spend 6 days examining each of those areas of their life, let's say with their finances, why can't I get ahead? Why is promotion eluding me? Why do I not seem to be able to just make ends meet? These type things. Or why do I not want to let God have 10% of my money? Whatever it is, there's something for every one of us, you know. And then I call these 30, there's a devotional for each day, by the way, in the program. And I call each of these 30 things that we discuss faith toxins. And it takes you through issues that you've had in your life, places that you've walked that you may not even realize your faith has taken a beating. For example, in the relationship section, what if you've had a marriage that failed? Or what if you're estranged from your parents? Or what if you just personally have been rejected or betrayed, that type thing? That takes a toll on your faith. It actually clogs your God filter somehow, and it affects the way you respond to Him. So, you know, I just decided with these faith toxins, let's take these 30 days, break them into these five categories, and let's do it with a body, mind, and spirit approach. So, the first thing that we do is that we turn our attention to your spirit. Let's say that day we're dealing with a relationship, a broken relationship in your life. You're going to get up, you're going to read your devotional after you have an amazing smoothie, and then you're going to discuss, we're going to take you really to the Word and see what the Word is telling you to do about that situation. Or if you're already on the other side of it, this may have been something that happened in your childhood, you can't go back to it, but it's going to tether you to that, you know, some scriptures that really help give you a clearer perspective on what you walk through. And then we're going to look at your emotions. What were the residues walking out of that situation, or if you're still in it, that you're dealing with? Grief, bitterness, anger, disappointment, you know, large or small. We each have some sort of Goliath hiding in some closet somewhere, and somebody else today can press that button, that trigger spot, and something explodes, and you weren't angry at them at all. They were just handy. You know, they just happened to be there at the right time, and you need to look at those emotions and those certain emotions that you're bent towards and figure out, why do I respond to people the way that I do? So again, we're on relationships this week, so we turn our attention to those. And then finally, we'll deal with your body. And so what better body part to detox that week of relationships than the heart? So we'll be dealing with the cardiovascular system for those 2 days. And the next 2 days, your circulatory system. And eating foods that specifically nourish those organs, which providentially are red. They contain the lycopene. Isn't that interesting? So again, we're using a body, mind, and spirit approach. And I'm really excited about the fact, and I think other people are too, I'm hearing, that by the end of the 30 days, you've detoxed all 15 major body systems. So it's a total body detox. So I really try to not leave any stone unturned spiritually, not leave any emotion undealt with emotionally, and not leave any body part uncleansed physically. So it really is, it's being called a total temple cleansing, a reset button for your body, mind, and spirit.
It's interesting because as you look at that, you know, when you think of body, mind, and spirit, one of the problems that comes up with appetite is the struggle over which entity is going to control what.
Very good point. See, because then that gives birth to the whole weight loss industry who are saying, try this, do that, abstain from this. And they're only treating one third of the person. Or that's, let's say there's a Christian somewhere who's in phenomenal physical shape, okay? A trial comes, and so they want to just go to the, they're going to just go to their pastor, they're going to just pray, and then they're going to go to the gym, and they're going to do what they do every day and, you know, work off some steam, but they never deal with the emotions. They're stuffing the emotions. So that person's only dealing with two thirds of themselves. If we want to be whole, everybody wants to be whole, but we don't want to do what it takes to get whole. We have to leave, you know, open every closet door in our life. And I'll tell you, we cannot segregate body, mind, or spirit. And proof of that is that God, as the Trinity, He is made of three parts. And He said in the Garden of Eden, let us, so the Trinity was already there, let us make man in our image. There is no way you can separate the Trinity, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. I understand for doctrinal purposes you can in terms of their unique roles each, but I'm saying they are one.
They do say they're one.
They are one. And so, likewise, made in the image of that, of Him, we are one. And that body, mind, and spirit approach must be used, I think, to unpack anything in your life that needs change.
If body controls mind, then appetite wins.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
When mind controls body, then the body is subject to the
right.
mind.
Right.
Now we move to the spirit,
mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
which has its own interesting facet here.
Yes. Yes.
You have to have that spirit,
mm-hmm.
but where is
mm-hmm.
the spirit housed?
Right. And you know what I find interesting? In 1 Corinthians 3:16, it says, do you not know that your body is the temple of the Holy? That's how I ask my kids things. Like, do you not remember I asked you to take out the trash or whatever it is? God's asking that in the form of a question as if it's going to be easy to forget, kids. Don't forget this. You house the body. You are the temple of the Holy Spirit. So, yes, I think He would dwell anywhere. He loves us unconditionally. But I sure would love to live long and live strong and have ministry that I'm not going to be sidelined by the enemy because I put ammunition in his gun, really, and ruined my body. I have had many, many people that I'm close to in ministry who have died prematurely for that very reason. It woke me up. It made me quite sad, but I used it as fuel for change. And my goal now is to just get the word out there. Let God have your body. Let Him have your mind. Let Him have your spirit, and you will be whole.
See, there you have it, you see, is there's a synergy, a circle.
There is, yes.
Body supports the mind.
Mm-hmm.
Because if you don't have the body, you don't have the mind.
You don't have the mind, right.
The mind mm-hmm. supports the spirit.
That's right.
The spirit is that connection between you and God.
Yeah. And do you know what? Harvard Medical Center has backed this up. I'm glad you brought that up because it's crazy, but they have said it's called the gut-brain connection. I call it the gut-brain link. Many nutritionists call it the gut-brain link. But it basically says that the mind and the stomach are so interconnected. Now think about what happens when you get stage fright. It's in your mind, but you get nauseous.
Yeah.
Or let's say you have a gut reaction. You know, all these idioms that we have. that's because they are so very connected. Harvard has actually said now they should be one system.
Yeah, I'm so sad. Now you got a bag of Cheetos.
Yes, exactly. That's where the comfort food vice comes from. You're exactly right. So then my proposal is this. If Harvard is saying that your food can affect what you think, which they are saying, that it can go either way. What you're eating may be causing depressions and anxieties, and then depression and anxieties can, like you said, make you want to reach for the Cheetos. They're suggesting there's a link there between, you know, what you eat and what you think. And I'm suggesting that scripturally, scripture is very clear that what you think affects your faith. You can't be a double-minded man. Blessed is he whose mind is stayed upon him. There is a link between your thoughts and your faith. So I make the connection in the book. If there's a link between your food and your thoughts, and there's a link between your thoughts and your faith, there is a link between your food and your faith. Mm-hmm. And you could have spiritual food poisoning and not even know it. It's just a matter of, like you brought up the temple and the Holy Spirit, what house do we give him to live in?
Yeah.
And it is going to affect how you serve.
Yeah, it's fascinating. If you think about it, body supports the mind.
The mind. Uh-huh.
Mind supports the spirit, because that's
right.
The way it has to work.
Right.
But we should be in subjection to the spirit, just as the body should be in subjection to the mind.
That's good. Yes.
So it runs both ways.
It's full circle. You cannot disconnect them. And so many people do. And so many health programs out there they're treating your emotions and your body, you know, deal with the past and deal with your present with your body. But they leave the spirit out of it. And so my heartbeat, yes, is to include all three. I think there are plenty of good books out there that will teach you to be two-thirds of a person if that's all you want to be, you know. But I really do try to cover body, mind, and spirit, and honestly also to just do it with, as I said, the book is on faith. So this is something that's going to leave you at the end of it. What I'm hearing is people are saying, I'm a lean, mean faith machine now. Like, I feel like the enemy has no hooks in me anymore. That's good news.
Yes, because you have reached a point there. If you think about it, of course, we know, now abide of faith, hope, and love, these three.
Yes.
And they say the greatest of these is love,
mm-hmm.
which is true, but
mm-hmm.
can you have faith without love?
Oh, and faith,
love without
it
faith.
Says in Scripture that without faith, it's impossible to please him.
You can't move anywhere without faith. You have to trust.
Yeah.
So you're
mm-hmm.
building a cycle here
mm-hmm.
that has synergy in it
mm-hmm.
and power.
Yes.
So very fascinating. Where can people get your book?
They can go to my website at lauraharrissmith.com. And I also wanted to say that for book purchasers, on the back page, it's like the last page of the book, about halfway down, there's a hidden link that takes you on my website to 30 videos. I've recorded a video for every day of the 30-day faith detox to give you that extra edge. I just felt like people needed more than pen and ink, you know, to get a life transformation. So you can get online support there with the videos, and you can sign up there and get encouraging emails from me.
Okay. Well, I want to thank you for being here. Remember, people need to get this book. I don't care if you're skinny as a rail or or heavier. Get the book, because all of us need detoxing.
Yes, yes.
And clearly the idea of mental, physical, and spiritual, and the integrated part of that, mm-hmm. very important.
Mm-hmm.
And if you don't lose weight, you'll gain spirituality. It's worth it. So thank you very much for being with us.
Thank you. I appreciate it, Richard.
I have one thing left to say. That is, God bless.
You have been listening to Homeschool Companion, a production of MRG Media. Be sure to join us on Facebook. Just type in the name Homeschool Companion. For more on this or to contact us, go to mrgmediaministries.com. That's all one word. mrgmediaministries.com.